Married at First Sight by Gu Lingfei. Chapter 3265. The reason for not daring to offend Dr. Carden was that she used poison very well. Of course, Dr. Carden would not use the poison she developed to harm people. She said that some poisons could be used to cure diseases and save people in small amounts. But that's how people's minds work. Even though they knew Dr. Carden had a conscience and was a good person, they were still afraid of accidentally being poisoned by her. So, even if Dr. Carden refused to treat someone, that person would still not be brave enough to go to her for help. Evan asked her tentatively, "Are you a disciple of those masters outside the world? Do you know the wife of the current head of the Lafayette family in Mead Spring?" The fox seemed to be smiling, but not smiling. "You are so interested in my origin, just go and check it out yourself. If you can find out, I will obey you." Evan also smiled. "If I can find out your details, I will make a request to you, and you must agree to it unconditionally." Fox said, "You can check it yourself. You cannot rely on the power of the Buchaim family. If you can find it, I will agree with you even if it is 100 requests, let alone 1 request. Evan, there is strength in numbers." He couldn't say he could find it out on his own. Even if he could find out, he didn't know how long it would take to find out. By the time he found out, they would be old, and she might become someone else's woman. The fox chuckled, and these 2 chuckles made Evan blush. It was so irritating. But Evan really didn't have that much ability. Not even Julian personally. Julian had to use many connections to get the information he wanted. Most of the time, when people like them do something, they don't need to do it themselves. They just need to know how to make good use of their talents. Hee hee. The fox laughed twice again. Evan's face turned redder. The fox actually looked at his red face with interest and said jokingly, "Evan, your face is as red as rouge. Evan, do you want a midnight snack? I'll cook you something delicious." The fox smiled and said, "You can also cook food, that's okay. I'm in a better mood now. You can cook me something delicious. However, you took my things and returned them to me quickly. I have high standards for choosing men. If you approach me in this way, I will look down on you." Evan stood up and walked away, as if he didn't hear what she said. Well, he was a bit shameless. However, the fox did something bad to him back then, so he took away her things, which was retaliation. After that, all she knew was that she was chasing him for her things. Why didn't he think about what she did then? He was generous and did not settle old scores with her. Besides, she was the woman who had been entangled with him in his dream. God gave him a warning in advance, warning him not to step on both sides of the boat. So let him be so entangled with a strange woman in his dream. Now it seemed that it was really entangled. She chased him to get her things back, but he liked her and wanted to use this to increase the chance of a new Omicron intersection. She would definitely fall in love with him after they got together for a long time. When they met, it was easy for them to quarrel or even fight. But they also did good things together, and there was a sense of cooperation. After Evan walked away, the fox picked up the fork again and ate the fruit pulp. Fortunately, she exercised a lot and consumed energy quickly, so she could eat the midnight snack he made later. Fox said, "It's getting late, so you don't need to prepare something too rich. You can just make some OM porridge or a bowl of noodles. It's too of late at night, so I don't want to eat too full, and I don't want to eat too good, so as not to gain weight." Chapter 3266. Evan's voice came from the kitchen, "Let's make some porridge. Cook the porridge longer so that he could keep her here longer." Evan said, "You can walk around and get familiar with the environment." The fox cursed in her heart. She had searched his place all over and couldn't find anything of hers. But the words remained unsaid. If she said it out loud, she would admit that she was a thief, and she was just the same as him. The fox ate half of the fruit on the fruit plate, then put down her fork. She got up, wandered around the hall, and finally turned to the door of the kitchen. She leaned against the kitchen door, her arms folded across her chest, and kicked her slender legs. She was wearing a pair of black boots. After taking off her long coat, she was wearing a tight-fitting red dress. Actually, she didn't like red very much. But when she met Evan, she wore red clothes, so she wore red clothes again. Fox asked, "I heard that everyone in your York family is good at cooking, right?" Evan replied, "Yes, we are all proficient in cooking, but when it comes to the number of times we cook, it's mostly us men. My dad can cook, but my mom rarely cooks. Only when my second brother comes home with his second sister-in-law will my mom cook on a whim. If I can also bring a girlfriend back, I think my mom will do it too. Be willing to cook a table of delicious dishes for her second daughter-in-law." Fox said, "Your family's good reputation is all due to the old lady. Your grandpa is lucky and has a good wife. A good wife can make the family prosperous for several generations. The old lady is a virtuous woman, and her daughters-in-law are also virtuous. Now, when choosing a grandson-in-law, she only chooses a girl from a wealthy family with excellent character. In this way, your York family can be prosperous for several generations." Evan opened the refrigerator to see what ingredients were available. When he heard her praising his family, he replied proudly, "That's right, many people's families have not been rich for more than three generations, but we have been rich for more than three generations. Although their ancestors were not as wealthy as they are today, they were still considered wealthy in their poor days. Fox, tell me your name, and I will tell you a secret about our family." The fox's beautiful eyes flashed sharply. She loosened her hands around her chest, turned away, and said, "If your family's secret can be told, it cannot be said to be a secret. No one can tell the secret." "Evan, I suddenly felt that I'm not hungry anymore, and I don't want to eat midnight snacks. I also ate half of the plate of fruit. Let's go first," Fox said as she walked outside the house. She really didn't plan on having late-night snacks. Let her eat, and she can eat it. It didn't matter if she didn't eat, she was not hungry anyway. "Fox, Fox, I've already started cooking porridge. Don't leave now. The OME porridge will be cooked later. Who will eat it? That's your business." Fox had fast feet. When Evan chased her to the door of the house, Fox had already reached the door of the villa, opened the door of the villa, and went out. Evan wanted to see where her car was parked, but when he ran to the calm gate of the villa as fast as he could, V.E. Fox was no longer there, and he didn't see a car driving away. He didn't hear the car start. Didn't she drive here? By the way, his place was in a high-end residential area, so it was not difficult for owners to get in. She must have used her own method to get in, so naturally, she couldn't drive. Running faster than a rabbit, Evan muttered. Unable to catch up with the fox, Evan walked back disappointedly. Chapter 3267. After saying goodbye tonight, Evan didn't know when he would see her again. If he knew where she lived, he could go to her more often. Not knowing where she lived or even her name, he was passive and could only wait for her to be free one day and come to him to ask for her things. When he was not free, he could not see her once a month. He didn't know what her real occupation was. She was so busy, even busier than him, the fourth young master of the York family. He did not work at York's headquarters, but he was also responsible for some business, managed two branches, and had several small companies to take care of. Jake, who had escaped just now, appeared again. He stood not far away, watching Evan return in disappointment. Fourth young master, didn't you catch up with the girl in red? Jake asked. Evan stopped, looked at Jake for a moment, and said, I can't run fast enough. Jake said, oh, turned around, and left. Evan, Jake, the door of the villa is not closed yet. Jake, four young masters, please just lock her up. You can't even catch up with a girl, Tisk. Evan. He was despised by his own butler. Jake dared to dislike him. Believe it or not, he asked Jake to go home and eat his own. Evan just stared at Jake and walked away with a dark face, and he did not really fire Jake. Jake came from the villa and was a young butler trained by Sam. Jake was very capable. He was in charge of the house, and Evan felt relieved. Evan didn't have to worry about anything, everything was arranged according to his liking. Such a caring and capable butler, if he were fired, where would he find a butler that suited him? If he dares to go back to the villa and ask for another one, if Sam doesn't scold him, Grandma will chase him with a cane. With no choice, Evan turned around and walked back, closed the door of the villa, and locked it before going back into the house. The porridge in the kitchen was almost ready. But the person who ate it had already run away. Evan was still in the kitchen, preparing side dishes to go with the porridge. After preparing the side dishes to go with the porridge, he called Elian. Elian quickly answered his call. Fourth brother, what's the benefit of calling me at this time? Are you treating me to a late-night snack? Evan responded to him, you guessed it right, I want to treat you to a midnight snack. Come here quickly. You can eat when you arrive. I will cook it myself. Elian thought that Evan had really prepared a sumptuous midnight snack and said with a smile, okay, we'll go there with River now. River encountered some problems, so I came to help him solve them. I just came out of the company now, so we two are busy. After a long night, I was very hungry. Evan, then bring River over. What problem did River encounter? Have you helped him solve it? If not, I will go over and help him solve it tomorrow. It's solved. River, the seventh brother, is young. He has just entered, he has just society and has hot had enough experience, so he finds it difficult. As soon as I take action, I can solve it easily. Elian didn't say what problems River encountered. Anyway, he said it was solved. Now that it has been resolved, Evan has stopped asking. Anyway, when the younger brothers encountered problems that they couldn't solve on their own, would look for them one by one and finally find their eldest brother, Zachary. There would always be one brother who could help solve the problem. Chapter 3268. This is the advantage of having many brothers and being harmonious. Evan, I'll wait for you. Okay. Elian hung up the phone and said to River, Brother Evan invited us to have a midnight snack. Let's go to his house. He will cook it himself. Maybe he is in a particularly good mood, so go and have a midnight snack with him. Callum, Evan, and River were all Rosella's children. Regardless of the cousins, Evan was indeed River's second brother. Before River got in the car, he said with a smile, Brother Evan went back to Wildridge Manor to see Grandma during the day. Maybe Grandma will no longer care about his bad things. He is in a good mood, so why don't he cook and prepare supper himself and invite our brothers to eat? Elian knew more than River. Evan had the best relationship with Elian, as they were similar in age. There was a 4 or 5 year age difference between him and his biological brother, Callum. He loved Callum very much, but Elian was the one who played with him the most and best. Elian smiled and didn't say much. Anyway, Brother Evan invited us over for a late night snack. Just in time, we were both hungry too. River said, Brother Elian, I'm going to trouble you tonight. Elian said, What do brothers say to each other? Let's go. You drive in front, and I will follow you and watch you. Although their brothers all started taking driver's license exams when they reached adulthood, River had also been an experienced driver for several years. In Elian's eyes, River was young, and he needed to keep an eye on him as an older brother. River drove out of the company first. Elian followed him. 10 minutes later, they arrived at the door of Evan's villa. River honked the car horn. Soon, Jake came out to open the door. As he unlocked it, he complained, the fourth young master invited two young masters over for supper, but why did he lock the door? After Evan entered the house and saw the porridge he cooked, he didn't want his efforts to be wasted, so he called his brothers over to eat porridge. It was a temporary change of mind. Jake opened the door and let the two young masters drive in. Jake, it's so late, and you haven't rested yet. After River got out of the car, he asked Jake. Their little butler usually worked from 6 in the morning to 10 in the evening. Jake said, the person working the night shift asked for leave, so I took his place for a few days. River said, oh. When Elian got out of the car, he was still carrying a bag. He handed the bag to Jake, who came over and said, Jake, this is a box of camellias given to me by others. I don't like to drink camellia. Remember, Jake, you like to drink camellia, so I brought it to you. Jake quickly took it and thanked Elian. Thank you, fifth young master. River said, Jake, you love to drink camellia. I also have a few boxes of camellias given to me by others. I will deliver them to you when I come over another day. Jake smiled and said, "Fifth young master gave me a box. I can drink it for a long time, but still thank them, seventh young master. You two young masters, please come to the house. The fourth young master is waiting for you in the house." Jake welcomed the two young masters to the main room with a smile. River asked as he walked, "Jake, what delicious food did my second brother make? Why don't I smell the fragrance?" River has the best sense of smell, and people often say he has a dog's nose. After walking a few more steps, River said, "I smell some .com stir-fried side dishes, and eggs and leeks. I think my second brother made fried egg and leek pancakes." Elian didn't smell it, so he smiled and said, "You smelled it just when you got to the door of the house." Jake just smiled and didn't say what Evan had cooked. He didn't even dare to tell the truth. Evan suddenly invited the two young masters over for supper. The girl in red had left. Evan wanted to make Jeft porridge for the girl in red because the girl in red said she wanted to eat porridge, something light. Chapter 3269. The girl in red left without eating porridge. Evan didn't want the results of his busy work to be wasted, so he invited the two young masters over for supper. Afraid that white porridge with sauerkraut and stir-fried side dishes would be too much for the two young masters, Evan made fried egg and leek pancakes. Even such a late-night snack was a bit too light. However, for late-night snacks, it was better not to eat too well. Eat well, and spend the next few days exercising properly. In the past, Evan did not eat late-night snacks for fear of gaining weight. "You two young masters, please go in. I'm off work too. When you go home later, just open the door yourself. I didn't lock it. If you stay here, there is no need to worry. The guest rooms are cleaned every day, and the daily necessities are also new." Jake said, letting the two young masters enter the house, and he quickly slipped away. Elian said, "Fourth brother, I'm here." River said, "Second brother, what are you cooking that tastes delicious? Why do I smell pickled cabbage and rice? It's just the rice flavor of porridge." Elian said to River, "Rice, isn't it fragrant? There is a slight difference between the rice aroma of rice and the rice aroma of porridge." "Fifth brother, you can't smell it, so I argued with you." After the brothers entered the house, they went straight into the kitchen. Evan had just brought the fried leeks and egg pancakes and turned around to go to the dining hall. When he saw his two younger brothers coming in, he handed the plate to River and said, "Take the egg pancakes out." River said, "Fourth brother, let me wash my hands first." When other brothers were present, they called each other according to their family order. River went to wash his hands, then took the plate of egg cakes, and then picked up a piece of cake with one hand and ate it. That's why he was anxious to wash his hands first. River said, "Fourth brother, what kind of midnight snack did you prepare for us? I'm starving to death." Evan asked Elian to bring out the side dishes to go with the porridge. Hearing River's words, Elian took over. "Looking at such a dish, you don't even need to ask. Just treat us to porridge. Your dog's nose really makes you smell it." River said, "Fourth brother, you called me and my fifth brother specifically just to treat us to porridge." Evan said to River, "You don't have to spend money, you don't have to do anything. If you have something to eat, you can eat it, and you don't think too much. What's wrong with the porridge? Does it taste bad? What time is it? Do you still want to eat delicacies from the mountains and seas? Eat so richly, be careful to become a fat man, now you have to eat lighter. River curled his lips, unable to complain anymore. Evan added, if I hadn't called you two over, I wouldn't even have fried the egg pancakes. I fried them specially for you two. River said, okay, I don't mind it, I just want to eat lighter. Fourth brother, the egg pancakes are specially fried for us too, isn't the porridge specially cooked for us? Evan glared. You can eat it, why are you asking so many questions? AM plate of egg pancakes can't stop your mouth. Elian chuckled. River was scolded by Evan again and remained silent. Fortunately, he was not picky about food. Even if he ate porridge, he still enjoyed it. Perhaps it was because he was too hungry. After eating and drinking, the three brothers sat down on the sofa. I smell a bit of fragrance, the kind of fragrance that some girls have, but it's very weak. River said something as soon as he sat down. Then he and Elian looked at Evan. Evan said calmly, maybe it's the scent I got from socializing outside. Fourth brother, didn't you go back to Wildridge Manor today? How can you have any social activities? Elian bluntly exposed his lie. Chapter 3270. Fourth brother, did you bring a woman home? River asked directly. He couldn't smell it warm. It must be the fourth brother, Evan, who brought the woman home. That woman is my future fourth sister-in-law, right? Is she gone? River asked happily. Evan couldn't help but say to River, what's your nose? She has been gone for so long, and you can still smell a little fragrance. I'm not sure whether she is your future fourth sister-in-law. She is not the person Grandma found for me. Now I don't even know her name. River smiled and said, fourth brother, you don't know what her name is, but you brought her home. If his brothers bring girls home, the girl brought back will definitely become his sister-in-law. Evan was embarrassed to say the real reason. He said, this is a personal question. I refuse to answer. I'll let you know when I can. River chuckled. I know. Fourth brother, you suddenly called us and invited us to have a midnight snack. In fact, it was you who wanted to treat the girl to a meal. She was gone, so you asked us to come over for a snack. If you don't speak, no one will think you are mute. Evan was quite annoyed. River was his biological brother, otherwise, he would have thrown River out long ago. So much talk. Wasn't it okay to see through it without saying it? If I don't speak, others will think I am mute. River was not afraid of Evan being angry. Evan was not really angry, just a little angry. He stared at River. River pulled Elian and said, fifth brother, we have eaten and drunk enough. Let's go back. Last fourth brother, stare at me. After saying that, River got up but first went to the bathroom. As he walked, he said, I always go to the bathroom after eating porridge. Evan, I suspect you have a kidney problem. You went to the bathroom just a short time after eating. Elian said, he was busy all night and didn't have time to go to the bathroom. After all, he was young and inexperienced. I just used to guide him and mainly let him do it on his own. We want him to figure out how to solve it on his own. He can't rely on us for everything. It's good to give him some advice. When River came out of the bathroom, Elian stood up and said to Evan, "Let's go back first. Fourth brother, you have a rest early." Evan said, "River, you drive slower. River, do you hear me? Drive slower." He was afraid that River, who was young and energetic, would drive a speeding car. River said, "I understand." Fourth brother, are you going to cook breakfast yourself tomorrow? I'll come over to eat. Evan said, "You think I'm very free? When your sixth brother, Tatum M, comes back, you can ask him to cook for you every day. He will be very happy." River said, "Sixth brother said he wouldn't come back for the new M year. I don't know when I can eat the delicious food he cooks. Forget it, I'll eat it at home." It wasn't like he couldn't cook. As long as he could eat at Evan's place, he was very happy. Evan sent his two younger brothers out. After his brothers drove away, he locked the door of the villa again and went back inside. There was nothing more to say all night. The next morning, it rained. It rained and got colder in the winter. It was not too cold in Wiltspoon these days, but if it rained, it would make people feel a bit colder. The weather forecast also said that new cold air has moved southward and offward the past 2 days, and the temperature has dropped again. Now it is raining, which is the beginning of the cooling. Chapter 3271. Serenity woke up at the same time. This was the way of life. "Wifey, please sleep a little longer. I'll take Sunny to kindergarten today." Zachary was reluctant to let Serenity get up early to see off Sunny. As long as it rained and the temperature dropped a little, he wanted his beloved wife to sleep a little longer. Serenity, who was just thinking about it, lay back on the bed again, pulled up the quilt, and said, "The quilt is still warm." "That's okay, you can send Sunny away, and I can sleep a little longer. You go to the next door to wake him up and help him get dressed." "Okay." Zachary kissed her on the face and said, "I'll wake Sunny up." Serenity kissed him back and hummed again. Soon, Zachary changed his clothes, left the room, and went to the next room. Sunny hasn't woken up yet. He slept soundly. As soon as Zachary walked to the bed, he heard Sunny's laughter. He thought Sunny was awake and said, "Sunny, get up." It turned out that Sunny was just dreaming, and he didn't know what he was dreaming about, but he was smiling so happily. Seeing how cute the little guy looked, Zachary couldn't bear to wake him up. But he still has to go to kindergarten. He sat down on the edge of the bed, reached out and patted Sunny's little face, and called out warmly, "Sunny, Sunny, get up, it's time to go to kindergarten." Sunny was quickly woken up. He opened his eyes and looked, closed them again, then turned sideways, with his back to Zachary, and said, "Uncle, I don't want to go to kindergarten. I want to sleep. I don't want to go to kindergarten. Can you ask the teacher for leave for me?" Zachary said, "Your uncle, I wouldn't dare to do this kind of thing. If your aunt finds out, she will scold me to death. Zachary got up and helped Sonny get the clothes he wanted to change. He sat down on the edge of the bed again and said warmly, "It's only a few days until the winter vacation. Come on, I'll help you change clothes." Zachary added, "Want to drink milk powder?" Sonny rolled to Zachary's side, rolled into his arms, hugged him, and coquettishly said, "Uncle, I don't want to go to kindergarten. Please ask for leave for me, and then tell my aunt that I'm not feeling well. I want to drink milk powder." Sonny was still addicted to milk. He needed to drink milk powder once in the morning and evening. He didn't drink much, but he had to drink it. Even a few sips were enough. If he doesn't drink some milk powder before going to bed, he won't sleep well. He will wake up in the middle of the night and clamor for milk. If you say you don't feel well, your aunt will take you to the hospital to see a doctor. Once you go to the hospital, you will be dressed. Then your aunt will be even more angry. Not only will she criticize you, but she will also scold me, and you will be bloody. I can't help you, I wouldn't dare do such a dangerous thing. Besides, didn't the teacher say that children should be honest? How could you lie to the teacher and your aunt? Sonny stopped talking. He opened his eyes and looked at Zachary, and finally said, "A man as big as my uncle is still afraid of my aunt. My uncle is obviously much taller and stronger than my aunt, but he is still afraid of my aunt." Zachary deliberately said with a grimace, "Your uncle can't quarrel with your aunt." "Sonny, okay, this is true." Zachary was not as eloquent as Serenity. "Uncle, I need to pee." Zachary took him out of bed and asked him to put on his slippers and go to the bathroom. After Sonny finished going to the bathroom, he simply washed up and came out. Zachary helped him change clothes and said while helping him get Tomko dressed, "It rained today, and the temperature will drop. Wear more warm clothes." Sonny said, "It's raining, no wonder it's so cold." "Uncle, look, it's so cold, upward arrow can go to kindergarten for the first time." Zachary pinched his nose in a funny way and said, "It's not snowing them heavily. If it snows heavily and the roads are blocked by heavy snow, you don't have to go to kindergarten." Sonny asked, "Uncle, when will it snow heavily?" Chapter 3272. Zachary, it won't snow in Wiltspoon. Sonny, why? Zachary, it won't snow because it won't snow. Sonny. He still didn't understand why it didn't snow in Wiltspoon. Sonny, who always didn't want to go to kindergarten, was still carried out of the room by Zachary. "Zachary, I will send you to kindergarten today." "Sonny, where is my aunt?" "Zachary, I'll let your aunt sleep a little longer. She doesn't have to get up so early. She can go to work later." Sonny immediately pouted and said, "Uncle, you're biased and won't let me sleep more. You want my aunt to sleep more. My aunt doesn't have to get up early or go to work, but I can't. I still have to go to kindergarten." Zachary said, "That's right, I'm partial and prefer your aunt, because your aunt has lived with me all her life. When you grow up, you will be someone else's man. If you get someone else's cabbage, you will live like someone else's cabbage for a lifetime. You said that you couldn't spend your whole life with me. Why should I favor you?" "Of course I favor your aunt." Sunny kept blinking. It was obvious that he couldn't digest a lot of what Zachary said at once. In front of Sunny, Zachary seemed to be eloquent, but why couldn't he speak well in front of Serenity? He could always fail to speak well to Serenity. After a while, Sunny asked, "Uncle, I didn't steal other people's cabbage. I don't do petty theft. Our family is not short of cabbage. Do I need to steal cabbage?" As Sunny said this, he looked very angry. He felt that Zachary said that he was a thief and stole other people's cabbage. Sunny added, "I don't like cabbage either." Zachary couldn't help but laugh. He smiled and said, "Yes, yes, Sunny, don't do petty theft or steal other people's cabbage. You don't like cabbage now, but you liked it when you grew up. Your uncle didn't eat cabbage before, but now. Your aunt's favorite food is cabbage." "My aunt is not a cabbage," Sunny retorted with a straight face. He couldn't overlap his beautiful aunt and cabbage. Cabbage is something he hates to eat, so how could it be his favorite aunt? What Zachary said was so strange. When Sunny came back from kindergarten in the afternoon, he would tell Serenity to go. Zachary laughed loudly. "Your aunt is my cabbage, and this cabbage is not that cabbage. If you don't understand it now, you will understand it when you grow up." Sunny retorted, unconvinced, "I understand. I understand everything now. I'm not a 3-year-old child anymore. I've grown up and gone to kindergarten. I understand everything. Who doesn't understand cabbage? It's not good anyway to eat cabbage. The cabbage is all the same and doesn't taste good." Sunny also emphasized one sentence. In his eyes, cabbage is just cabbage all the same and not tasty. Zachary also spoke so awkwardly, saying that this cabbage was not that cabbage, bullying him for his young age, and deliberately speaking in a profound way, "Right?" Zachary said, "Okay, okay, you don't like cabbage, but I like it. I can't explain it to you, so I won't tell you." Sunny snorted twice, "Uncle, I can't help you." Zachary said, "Yes, yes, I can't say anything to you. You are young, but you are right." Zachary didn't want to continue arguing with this serious and naive little kid for fear that he wouldn't win and would cry.